Paul McGuire Report. I'm Paul McGuire. On today's program, we have a number of important topics to discuss with you. I'm going to talk about 5G in some ways you've probably never heard before, because it's going to involve a simple understanding of what that technology has the potential of doing. And most people really don't understand what the technology has the potential of doing, or that it has the potential of being highly dangerous for a number of reasons. So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into a prophetic look at what's happening in the United States of America right now. And I just literally a few minutes ago emailed Troy Anderson, who most of you know, was the co-author of a number of books that we wrote together, one being The Babylon Code, the other being Trumpocalypse. And we're working on a docudrama film that will be released in theaters right now. And we're working on another book to go with it. And we don't write books, and I don't write books just to write books ever. Well, I shouldn't say ever. Decades ago, I made the fatal mistake. I made the fatal mistake of writing a book because in my mind, I thought it was a good idea. Now, that sounds like a plan, right? You write a book because you think it's a good idea. Well, on one level, I guess you could say that's a plan. But I learned a long time ago that's not a sufficient enough reason to write a book. You write a book because you genuinely have something to say. If you don't have something to say, don't bother writing a book. Really, I'm serious. You have to be passionate about it. You have to believe in it. And you have to be convinced in your own heart, mind, and soul that what you have to say is important enough to put it in the form of a book, and that what you have to say will impact people in some way. And it's worthy of you devoting, you know, time and energy and stuff to. In addition to that, for the type of books that I write, etc., I only write books that I feel led by the Holy Spirit to write. And I only write books that contain content that I believe is of vital importance to people and to Christians, especially as I do a lot of books with commentary on current events according to Bible prophecy. So unless I feel the distinct leading of the Holy Spirit, unless I sense that the Lord is directing me to write a book for a particular reason, I won't do it, because a good idea is not for me, enough of a reason to write a book. I have to be convinced in my heart that the Lord wants me to write a particular book because he has something that he wants to say. It doesn't imply that God can't use other people. He certainly can. But I'm talking about my own response to the Lord. So that's why I write books. Now, this topic of 5G, I write about in my new book, and it's important, to say the least. And before I forget, I'm going to be speaking at the Disclosure on the Coast Prophecy Unveiled conference in Orange County, California, October 10th to the 13th, 2019. That's just a day or two away. October 10th to the 13th, 2019 in Orange County, California. It's sponsored by Hear the Watchman. And there are a number of outstanding speakers, many of them whom I know personally and have spoken at different conferences with. I'll be speaking there. L.A. Marzulli will be speaking there. Derek Gilbert will be speaking there. I've been, this is kind of weird and unusual, but this conference is number three in the last, like, 2 months where Derek Gilbert and I have ran into each other at airports and stuff, and ending up going to speak at the same conference. So Derek Gilbert will be speaking there. Pastor Paul Begley, David Hebener, Carl Teichtrib, who I know personally and have spoken at conferences with, Michael Boldea, Stephen Bancars, Josh Peck, who I've had the privilege of meeting. Troy Anderson will be there, and we just spoke about Troy a minute ago. Pastor Phil Kaur, Gan Shimura, I've had the privilege of being on his radio program. Sheila Glidden, Lori and Jacob Bango, and Mark Sutherland. So that conference is coming up in like a day or two. October 10th to the 13th, 2019, in Orange County, California. And so you can go there in person, which should be your first thing to do. Or you can pre-order the DVD sets of the entire conference at a special. Or you can watch the entire conference live on demand, live streaming. And you do that by going to hearthewatchman.com. So that's a pretty simple website address. It's here, like H-E-A-R, the Watchman, W-A-T-C-H-M-E-N.com, hearthewatchman.com. And you can purchase tickets to come to the conference. You can get the live streaming, and or you can pre-order the DVD, the entire DVD set of the conference at a discount. And it's going to take place at the Hilton Irvine, which is 18800 MacArthur Boulevard in Irvine, California, 92612. I know the hotel well. I've spoken at numerous Bible prophecy conferences there. And in fact, well, I've just done a lot of events there. Now, you get more information by going to their website here, thewatchman.com. And there's going to be some powerful messages, which I'll share with you a little bit later in the program. But I wanted to give you a heads up because this is coming very quickly. And you have an opportunity to get in on live streaming, the DVD pre-order, or best choice ever is to show up. And it'll be a powerful time in the Lord. And those of you in California should definitely show up. Those of you in nearby states should show up. And in fact, you should show up. If you're hungry for the Lord and you feel God's telling you to come, then show up from anywhere. Now, so I'll be talking about 5G. I'm going to be saying some things that I've never said before at this conference. So, I think you'll find that very critical for you to be informed at. I know I'm going to touch on 5G now, but I'm going to go into it in much further detail, as I will America in prophecy and what's happening now in America from a prophetic standpoint. So that's important. It's important that you know what's going on. Right now in America, we, most of us know, but we all have a circle of friends and people we know that have no idea what's going on. And this is not a political statement. This is an observational statement. We had an election. America voted for a particular president to become president. And since before that election was made, a legal election of a president, forget about whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, that's secondary. The president was legally elected. Yet before the election was held, all the way through the election, and up until this present moment, every effort has been made by very, very, very powerful groups and interests to remove this president from office. And when you remove a president from office, that the American people have put in office, the American people have put that president in office, and you attempt to remove him from office through, for example, the bogus Russian collusion hoax, which is a joke. It was obvious to anybody. I mean, you know, I'm going to be blunt. You know that. You'd have to be an idiot to have believed that for a second from the very first day it was announced. And it turns out it was a joke. The guy, Mueller, whatever, however you pronounce his name, he was the prized picadillo that they paraded out because he, at least in public, had a reputation of integrity. So they put his face all over the Russian collusion investigation as if Mueller was running the show. It was his credibility, see? And then it turns out that Mueller knew nothing. I mean, he hardly knew anything about the investigation. It was appalling. He stood before the cameras. He couldn't answer the most simple questions connected to the Russian collusion hoax. And then at that moment, it was revealed to the entire world in the United States that he was nothing more than a figurehead. He had little or nothing to do with the investigation. And then on top of it, there was no factual basis for the investigation. So what was that all about? That was the agenda of those people who did not like who got elected to undo a legal election. And now, I mean, there hasn't even been time to pause and take a breath, and now we're going through this impeachment investigation. Another three-ring circus. But you know, it's more than a circus. It is, again, a concerted effort of very powerful people to undo the will of the American people, to undo a legally elected president. So there's people in this country who don't like who some people elected for president. And instead of honoring their decision, which has been the case for the most part before, okay, there were a lot of people that did not like Obama for president. A lot of people. But they honored the presidency. And you could go down the list. Many of the presidents were disliked. But for the most part, America, on both sides of the political fence, honored the presidency because that's who the people elected. The way the American system works is a man or a woman is elected into office, and you respect that office, whether or not you like them or agree with them. That's what holds our nation together. But when you go rogue, which is what has happened, when you go lawless, and then you try to have a coup to get rid of a president just because you don't like him, what you're doing is you're illegally attempting to overthrow the vote of the American people. That is a very serious danger for our nation. And anybody who can think and project into the future would realize this. Whether you're conservative or liberal, Republican or Democrat, the same scenario is a danger to whatever your political belief system is. This president scenario is a direct threat to you, your freedoms, your beliefs, whether you're a super liberal or a super conservative. The same threat applies. Because once you establish this precedent, even though it's unlawful, of removing a president from office illegally just because you don't like him, once you establish the precedent, again, this has nothing to do with the law. The law already says they can't do what they're doing. But once you establish a precedent that anytime one part of the population doesn't like a president, and that they're going to do everything they can to impeach him or her or illegally remove them from office, then guess what? In the future, when there's a liberal Democratic president, you can expect that there will be a movement by very powerful people who will try to impeach a liberal Democratic president just because they don't like him. See, it works both ways. It's the same thing with the free speech issue. One, our nation, through its Constitution and Bill of Rights, guarantees freedom of speech. Freedom of speech used to be the heart and soul of American liberalism and the American left. I came from the American left. I was born into American liberalism. I remember that during the radical 60s and 70s, the free speech movement originated at Berkeley University in California. And their whole thing, this was the radical left, their whole thing was that every person had the right to say whatever they wanted to say without fear of being arrested, et cetera, et cetera. It was, the left was the champion of free speech. Now, today's left, today's liberals, are 180 degrees moving in the opposite direction of the original left. They are no longer the champions of free speech. They're the champions of censorship. They're the champions of banning free speech, censoring free speech, being arrested for free speech. The radical left created a system of thought control and mind control called the political correctness movement. The political correctness movement was devised by a group of Marxist, communist professors trained by the KGB, Russian, former Russian Secret Service in Moscow, Russia, and then the Marxist professors took up shop in Frankfurt, Germany, and created what was called the Frankfurt School. And the Frankfurt School had everybody who was a professor on the faculty of the Frankfurt School was a dedicated Marxist revolutionary. But they believed that the best way to start a Marxist-communist revolution in Western nations, specifically the United States of America, was to use forms of psychological warfare like the political correctness movement. So this started in the 20s. So things like hate speech, things like diversity, tolerance, which they sound at face value like good things sometimes, right? We don't want people hating. We don't want people who are not tolerant of others. We don't want, we want to respect diversity, right? So it sounds good, but it's all a form of communist subversion because it was developed by Marxist communist agents. See, what hate speech really is, what all this is really about, hate speech is about any speech which the radical left does not like is categorized as hate speech, so you can't say it. That means if you simply disagree with them, their politics, their social viewpoints, or whatever, they give themselves the power to censor you, to arrest you, to throw you off campus, to fail you on campus. They give themselves dictatorial power over your lives, and they take away your right to free speech because free speech, excuse me, hate speech is just a clever term for anything that disagrees with what we believe, we're going to call hate speech and arrest you for it. The same thing with tolerance. As long as you're tolerant of groups, of identities, of religions that are politically correct, then they will embrace and show tolerance. But if you are a Christian, a Bible-believing Christian, for example, and you believe in Christianity or practice Christianity, then the rules change. Then they will not be, no one will be tolerant of you. They will be intolerant of you. And then you go down the list. You have all kinds of mind control words, and that's what they are. So the Frankfurt School Marxists, by the way, their goal, which was published and documented, I have their goals published and documented in my brand new book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. Their goal, the Frankfurt School professors, who, by the way, when Adolf Hitler came into power, all the Frankfurt School professors came into the United States and were given the top positions at all the Ivy League schools and the most prestigious universities in America, where they became tenured Marxist radical professors, indoctrinating numerous generations of American young people, while Christians and Christian churches were sound asleep. So they hate Christianity with a passion, by the way. So the goals of the Frankfurt School Marxists, according to their own writings, were number one, destroy the religion of Christianity. Number two, destroy Christian marriage. Number three, destroy absolute right, absolute wrong, destroy traditional values. Four, destroy nationalism and patriotism. Pretty clear what their game plan is, isn't it? Yet Christian colleges, universities, and churches, because they're ignorant, they don't read, they're proud of their ignorance, they boast of their ignorance, because they don't read and they're content in their ignorance, they've allowed a Trojan horse to enter Christian education, Christian pastors, Christian denominations, where they actually embrace these Frankfurt School Marxist professors and their teachings in the form of the church growth movement. And the church growth movement was created by the Marxist Frankfurt School professors. You say, why would they do that? Because their game plan is to destroy the church, number one thing. So why would they become part, or not part, why would they become the leaders of the evangelical church? They become the leaders because they function as a Trojan horse. By becoming the church growth experts, they can change and transform the content, the worship, the Bible teaching, or lack of Bible teaching, and the whole way a church is run. And what the subversion is they subtly transform it from being a Bible-believing church into a Marxist, globalist, socialist church. But they hide it by using fig-leaf Christian words. And I talk about this in detail in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, which, by the way, in a very short period of time, your opportunity to pre-order The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind and your opportunity to get a financial discount off the price of the book, plus get your copy rushed to you before the general public, plus get an autographed copy, that's available for a very limited period of time, a matter of days or a week or 2 weeks or something. I haven't decided yet. But that means, specifically, for those of you that intend to get it, do yourself a favor. Order it now, because you're going to order it anyway, and take advantage of the discount that you get. And you can pre-order it now at paulmaguire.us. That's paulmaguire.us. But once that discount offer is withdrawn, then you can still get it. You just get it at the regular price. But why not get it at the discount price? And this book will explain a lot of things that you need to know, because you're not going to get the answers in your church. And you need to know what's going on in America and why. So this subversion going on in America is pretty intense, because they targeted the church. The church is asleep. I mean, the overwhelming percentage of the church has, if I said Frankfurt School Marxists, they've never heard of them. If I said, what is the agenda of Frankfurt School Marxists, they have no idea. They would give me a blank stare. Now, that's fine if you're just an ordinary Christian, okay? That's okay. But if you're a pastor, a shepherd, if you're a leader in a denomination, and God forbid you would be a seminary professor or a Bible teacher, or a Christian college professor, or even a Christian high school teacher, and you don't know who the Frankfurt School Marxists are and how they function in our society today, Shame on you. You should be embarrassed to go to work. You say that's unkind. No, it's not unkind. It's true. How can you put demands and expectations and tell students they can pass or fail or get grades for mastering a certain curriculum? How can they take you seriously if you're not willing on an individual level to master curriculum that is directly relevant to every single Christian, and especially all kinds of Christian students? And you can't cop out with the, oh, well, that's not my area. You know, I teach math, or I teach biology, or I teach the New Testament or the Old Testament. That's all a cop-out. That's a cop-out, because your first responsibility above any of those other responsibilities is to be a man or woman of excellence before God. And that means you would take the time to get up to speed about these things. And if somebody brings up to you the topic of the Frankfurt School of Marxists, and you don't even know what that is, you should be ashamed of yourself. Because when you do know who they are and how powerful they are, then you will look back in retrospect and you will say, my God, I can't believe how ignorant I was. And you will be ashamed of yourself, as you should be, because you were neglectful of your duties. What duties? To be a watchman on the wall. And don't give me the answer that you weren't called to be a watchman. Every one of us are called to be a watchman in one degree or another. So these are very important things to know about, because those forces are just one area America is being invaded by. And the other thing, America really is experiencing a full-blown Marxist insurrection right now. You won't hear it from the media. They'll conceal it from you, because they're owned by the globalists, six globalist corporations. You won't hear it from Christian pastors, because the vast majority are clueless, and they want to be clueless. So you're going to have to search for reliable sources of truth and communication. And none of what I'm saying is sensationalism. It's actually, I'm underplaying it. Now, if I was to talk to people on the radical left, and by the way, I came from the radical left. I was raised in an atheistic household in New York City. I participated in radical activist leftist politics from like 14 years old on. So I know how they think, I know how they strategize, I know what they believe. And I was part of their movement. But back then, at 15 years old, I was naive. I didn't know that their, quote, movement was really a communist Marxist movement. I was suckered into thinking it was an anti-war movement or an environmental movement. The war and environmentalism are just pretenses for the real objective of the movement, because the real movement is a communist movement, you see. And so under the guise of all these so-called things like social injustice and redistributing the wealth and everything else, they are creating, and most of you would know this term, and most pastors and most educators, Christian educators, would be familiar with this term, manufactured crisis. Most thinking people know that manufactured crisis is a technique used by socialists, radical, leftist, Marxist activists to deliberately engineer a crisis so that you can solve it, and in the process push forward your radical agenda, radical transformation, and move America from a capitalist, conservative Christian nation into a Marxist, socialist, and communist nation. That's what manufactured crisis is all about. Because remember, all the famous communist leaders openly published statements on communism and socialism, and the top leaders within communism and Marxism like Lenin said that there is no, this is a quote, there is no such thing as socialism. Did you hear what they said? There's no such thing as socialism. So you hear all this talk about socialism this, socialism that, but according to the developers of communism and socialism, they will tell you there is no such thing as socialism. Socialism, according to the communist leaders, is simply a deception phase, a seduction phase. The purpose of socialism is simply to get you to step into Marxism and communism. So according to the leaders of the communist movement, there is no such thing as socialism. Socialism is like a mirage. It's bait, it's sucker bait to get you on the track, on the pathway into communism and Marxism. And every good communist knows that. The only people who don't know that are what the famous communist leader, Lenin, he called people who didn't know that the useful idiots. And according to Lenin, the communist leader, useful idiots are those people who are socialists, radical activists, and self-proclaimed revolutionaries who want to transform society into socialism, which is really non-existent, and create a Marxist utopian society. Lenin called those people the useful idiots. You know why he called, and he was speaking specifically of American useful idiots. You know why he said that? He said that because he was telling people openly, in their face, and boldly, with a certain amount of sarcasm and contempt, that you're a bloody idiot if you think that socialism is going to solve your problems. That's what the famous communist leader Lenin was saying when he called socialists the useful idiots. Because he knew, as did every communist leader, they all wrote about it extensively. Chairman Mao said the same thing in slightly different words. I have these quotes in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. These communist leaders knew full well that the purpose of communism and Marxism, because remember, there's no such thing as socialism, is to totally destroy, totally create anarchy, totally create confusion, crisis, chaos, so you can set up an all-powerful dictatorship and totalitarian state, and that all the promises and all the seductions of socialism, communism, Marxism are based on lies. I'm telling you the truth, and I don't expect you to believe me. What I'm telling you are the quotes from the communist leaders themselves. I don't expect you to believe me. You shouldn't believe me. You should check and verify to see if what I'm saying is true. I have the documentation in my book. You can look up the documentation elsewhere. It's all over the place. It's not like it's hidden somewhere. And you'll find that they did indeed say exactly what I am saying they said. They knew that communism and Marxism, its purpose was to be a wrecking ball on society. That's why in Freemasonry, their secret occult plan is called Order Out of Chaos, which means New World Order Out of Chaos. And it's from this principle, Order Out of Chaos, that the communist revolutionaries came up with the term manufactured crisis, which could be translated manufactured chaos. And that was, and then on top of that, you have things like the Cloward-Piven strategy. And for those of you that don't know what the Cloward-Piven strategy is, those were two socialist communist professors at Columbia University in Manhattan who created the Cloward-Piven strategy, which is, in their words, is when you take any existing system, like the healthcare system or whatever system in a government, you take any system or all of the systems and you overrun them and you flood them with demands and expectations and a need for services that they cannot possibly meet. You overwhelm the system so powerfully that the system collapses in chaos. But you've done it strategically and deliberately to ignite your socialist communist revolution. And that's what they're doing here in the United States. What do you think the border thing is about? The border thing has nothing to do with compassion towards people south of our border who are suffering. If you think that that's what that is about, then you need to listen to what Lenin said, because he would have called you a useful idiot for believing that. That is a classic example of a manufactured crisis or a Cloward Piven strategy. It's designed to overwhelm a system, to create chaos, which is then fertile ground for a communist revolution. We're at we're in the throes of a potential communist Marxist revolution in the United States right now, at this second, at this moment. And anybody who knows history and anybody who knows how Marxism works knows that what I'm saying is 100% accurate. You need to be informed, just like you need to be informed about things like 5G. And I'll be giving a message at this conference coming up in the next 2 days, I believe. I mean, it's right around the corner. And you can get the live streaming, you can get the pre-order the DVD set, or you can get tickets to the conference and show up there. And it is going to be in 4 days, 3 hours, 35 minutes, and 46 seconds and counting down. And you need to be there. I'll be speaking there, L.A. Marzulli, Derek Gilbert, Pastor Paul Begley, David Heavener, Carl Tykrib, Michael Boldea, Stephen Bankars, Josh Peck, Troy Anderson, Pastor Phil Kaur, Gans Shimura, Sheila Glyden, Lori and Jacob Bango, Mark Sutherland will all be speaking there. And it'll be a great time in the Lord. And you can reserve your hotel room. And that's right here in Southern California. And at the Hilton. And attend all the sessions, meet all the people that are coming from all across the country. And it's going to be a great time in the Lord. You know, the thing about the promoters of the conference, who I know personally, and I'll tell you how I know them personally in a minute. By the way, the conference begins. The check-in date is October 10th to October 14th, 2019. And you go to hearthewatchman.com. Hearthewatchman.com. That's their website. And you can register for the conference, get yourself a hotel room at a good price, and enjoy the fellowship and the like God's people come together, like God's family comes together. And you get to talk to people and meet people and befriend people who accept you, who have similar beliefs like you have. And that's a good thing, and that's a refreshing thing, and something you want to take advantage of. You can purchase the tickets online, get the online, on-demand live streaming online, and it's something that you want to do. I'm clicking here to look at the conference special, or schedule, excuse me. And, well, I'll get to that in a second. It begins Thursday. And then begins Thursday, October 10th, goes through Friday, October 11th, and then Saturday, October 12th, and then Thursday, October 13th, because of this fellowship and worship. And I'm looking at what the other speakers are speaking and ministering on, and it's being held at the beautiful Hilton Hotel in Irvine, near the Irvine Orange County Airport. So, but you can get all that at their website, hearthewatchman.com. Now, on Friday, starting in the afternoon, Pastor Phil Kaur will be ministering. Then after that, Stephen Bankars and Josh Peck will be speaking on exposing the new age. Michael Boldea will be ministering on seared, sanctified, or searching. How will the end find you? In other words, we're in the last days. How will Jesus find you when he returns? What spiritual condition will you be in when he returns? Worship, Praise and Worship by Lori Bango. Teaching by Sheila Glidden. Harnessing God's power against the enemy. And then worship being led on Saturday in the morning by David Evener. Followed by Gans Shamira's message, Omega Indicators, Biblical Analysis of Current Events and Near Future Predicaments for the Church. Then in the later morning, David Evener will speak the sinister media deep state tactics to destroy you and how to fight back. And that's important to understand because you are under attack. Powerful Luncheon, talking about UK's deep state, Brexit by Mark Sutherland. And that will be powerful. Derek Gilbert. Again, I keep running into Derek at conferences. Very interesting title from Derek Gilbert's message. Bad Moon Rising, Islam, Armageddon, and the most diabolical double cross in history. That should definitely grab your attention like a rivet. My friend Ellie Marzulli, what do UFOs, elongated skulls, and ancient mound works have in common? I was just with LA in San Antonio, Texas, speaking at a conference, a great conference. And I was holding one of those elongated skulls. I don't know if it was a model. I don't know what I was holding, an actual skull or a model of a skull, but it was an elongated skull. That's all I know. And I was talking to LA's wife, who was manning the table. Holding the skull. Don't ask me why I decided to hold the skull. Well, I know why I wanted to hold the skull. I wanted to hold the skull because it was so weird looking and feeling. That evening, Praise and Worship. Then I kick off with the main session at 7:30 p.m. And I'm going to give a powerful message that will deal with a number of things, but it will deal with 5G technology and how the frequencies that 5G technology open up in people's minds and bodies through EMF waves. They can do a whole range of things. I've spent quite a while studying this stuff, going way back. And in fact, my research, which is in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind, and it's also in my book, Conquering the Matrix, but I'm giving all new stuff at the conference. What my research in different fields, for example, isochronic tones, binaural beats, then frequency ranges you've heard me talk about, like alpha, beta, theta, delta, gamma, particular frequencies within those various categories of frequencies can do all kinds of things, a vast spectrum of things. In fact, you as a human being and everybody you know, you are really a projection that doesn't diminish the fact that you're created in the image of God. But scientifically and through the laws of physics, how exactly did God create you? Well, God created you in a multiplicity of ways. Much of what we can't possibly understand because we have finite minds, he has an infinite mind. But how our bodies and how our bodies work in this physical realm has a great deal to do with we are, on a physics level, electromagnetic frequencies, EMF waves. And each one of us has a distinct electromagnetic frequency that is just as distinct as your thumbprint or biometric ID. So everywhere you go, you are operating your human system, your individual person, and you're operating on a particular unique EMF frequency that nobody else has. And via satellite or through the new 5G technology, you are by nature a transmitter, because the EMF frequency that you're composed of also projects outwards. So you're also a transmitter. And not only can technology pick it up, people can pick it up, and there's real ramifications to that. You need to know that. You need to know how 5G affects that. I was looking at something on the internet or my cell phone, and it was a big promotion from a giant cellular company bragging about 5G, but carefully omitting all the proven medical concerns, which I have in my book. I have the latest medical concerns in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Mind, for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, which you can get at paulmcguire.us. And large numbers of physicians, especially in Israel, where they're doing cutting-edge research on 5G, have spoken out against the health dangers, the physiological dangers, the psychological dangers, the psychiatric dangers of 5G. And most people don't know this simple fact, and I understand why. Your current cell phone frequency and power operates at probably 2G, 3G, or 4G at the highest. So most people think, well, okay, 5G, no big deal. It's only 1G more than 4G. So how bad could it be? Now think that through. People are saying to themselves, well, 5G, what's all the fuss? 5G is just one more G above 4G. And I have 4G and I don't have any problems. Big mistake, because you don't understand 5G technology. I'll be explaining it to you at this conference, at the Hear the Watchman conference. I'll be explaining it to you. Big mistake is that 5G is not just 1G higher than 4G. When you enter the realm, when you get into the frequency, the EMF frequency of 5G, there's a multiplier that occurs. I can't tell you from an engineering standpoint or a physics standpoint how it works. Somebody who's in that field could explain it to you. That's not my area, but I do know this, that according to people in physics and engineers, once you go into the EMF frequency of 5G, it's not just 1G above 4G. You go up 100 times. 5G is not 1G more powerful than 4G, which you're using now. It's 100 times more powerful, and it utilizes different antenna systems. Now, I've observed Southern California. They're hiding the new invasion of 5G antenna systems. They're hiding them now for the moment. How do I know? Because I've made it my business to know what they look like. And in actuality, they're being concealed with these like shells. But the 5G transmitters are like the size of postage stamps. So you could have what you think is just one tube, and you think, oh, it's just one little transmitter, but you don't realize that inside that one tube is like 20,000 transmitters. And the way 5G technology works is that the antenna has to be far lower to the ground and spaced. You need thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of more antennas planted in neighborhoods, in communities. You need a massive increase in the number of 5G antennas, because 5G antennas operate on pulses, and lower antennas, and you've got to place them every 300 yards or so in communities, which means you're exposing your body, your mind, your being, and that of your children to what the U.S. military calls a directed energy beam weapon classification. So, to put it in layman's language, your 5G technology, your 5G cell phone, the transmission operates in the same frequency range as a directed energy beam weapon, non-lethal. But that's powerful enough that when they aim the directed energy beam at people, that the people feel like their bodies are burning with the most intense heat and they run for their lives. It's used as a crowd dispersal mechanism. But everybody knows all you have to do is turn up the switch just a little bit and you can move the directed non-lethal energy beam weapon into the lethal category. You can project disease and all kinds of things. You can create moods, change consciousness. I'm going to get into it. You can put somebody in a compliance state. You can give somebody cancer. I mean, that's just the tip of the iceberg. And then I've gone where no man has ever gone before with the research. And what I mean by that is, you know, I've been doing research for 44 years. Well, it just happens to be research that I've done in an entirely different area. Like I say, the Holy Spirit guides my research. So research that I did in an entirely different area two decades ago, about just before I spoke to Jeannie, who's one of the hosts of the conference, Jeannie and Mike Kerr, wonderful people. And she was asking me for a title. I realized that this research that I did two decades ago is directly applicable to 5G technology, and I'm going to go into it in detail in conference when I speak, kicking off the conference 7:30 p.m. on Saturday. So I'm going to talk about how these specific frequencies, what these frequencies can do, but I'll give you, I can't say it in like 3 minutes, okay? But these frequencies, to say it in its simplest terms, can operate as powerfully as the most powerful psychedelic drugs like LSD. Got it? That's how powerful they are. So these frequencies have the power to create out-of-body experiences, mental telepathy, clairvoyance, contact with spirits, and very powerful occult experiences. Now, I can prove that because I have the scientific data from research that I did decades ago on a different topic. And I'm going to be telling you about this. You need to know. You need to know this. You say, well, what does that mean to you? Everything. Because we're talking about the potential of what 5G can do. When I say potential, it means what's the long-term plan for 5G, not just the short-term plan. See, everybody's happy because it is going to stimulate the economy. It's going to generate hundreds of billions, trillions of dollars. So people are happy because it's going to create employment. That's all true. That's all true. But at what price? So I'm going to show you what it can do. And yes, it can do what I say it can do. But just from being a responsible parent, the health dangers are alarming. And you need to know about it. But it's also, it changes human consciousness. And that's what I'm trying to get across to people. And you know what? I look back on my life, and only God could have planned a ministry when he saved me over 40 years ago, or 44 years ago. It's been a long time. All I know is I was majoring at the University of Missouri in filmmaking and altered states of consciousness. And who in their right mind tries to get a degree in altered state of consciousness? That is not a good career move. Yet, for the career God has given me long term, it was the perfect course of study, altered states of consciousness. Because a great deal of what I write and teach on involves a deep knowledge of the science of consciousness. That's why I'm able to understand things like how 5G can alter your consciousness. So you need to be there. This thing, not in its present stage, you see, it has the capacity. You don't have to add anything onto it. But this points us into a time where there's going to be a massive array of newly launched satellites in the above the atmosphere of the Earth, orbiting planet Earth, SpaceX and other companies. Tons of satellites are going up for so-called 5G purposes. But there is an agenda of total control, and it is an agenda of Luciferian total control that is predicted. Now, no, 5G by name is not predicted in the Bible, obviously. But the mark of the beast, 666, is predicted in the Bible, obviously. And this is all interconnected. And you need to know about it. This is not like paranoia running amok. This is like facts. That's why you need to get a copy immediately of The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World, while the discount is still available. If you pre-order now, you can still get the discount, an autographed copy, and have it rushed to you. But you need to go to paulmaguire.us and pre-order it before the pre-order period ends, because the book is coming out soon. Okay. So many other great speakers. Carl Tykrib, being an ambassador in the age of re-enchantment, and he's playing with words. By re-enchantment, Carl means magic. Troy Anderson, he will be speaking on the final stage of the Illuminati's plan, an investigative journalist's inside account. And then U.S. Army Chaplain Colonel David Giamona will speak on a military guide to Armageddon. And then there's all kinds of bonus events, dinners, an ambassador from Israel. You need to be there. Go to hearthewatchman.com and you will have fun. And, oh yeah, I wanted to say this about Mike and Jeannie Kerr and their Hear the Watchman conferences. They were attending Paradise Mountain Church. We meet here in Southern California. And at that time, we were meeting at the Garland Hotel. And we still meet. And you can, well, we have a meeting coming up very soon. Go to paulmaguire.us. It's always posted there. Now the meetings are in a hotel in Studio City. So back then, Jeannie and Mike Kerr came to a bunch of our meetings, had the opportunity to talk to Mike and Jeannie, had the opportunity to pray with Mike, laid hands on them, prayed for them. God moved in their lives, and God gave them a vision and a call to do these conferences all across the United States. So I feel I had the privilege of, at least spiritually, in helping unlock what God was doing in their lives. And that's part of what happens at these conferences. God unlocks what people are doing. Excuse me, God unlocks what he's doing in your life. Because when you are around fellow believers, you get your spiritual battery recharged. When you go to a conference, it's not just a conference. It's a family. It's brothers and sisters who really love Jesus Christ, and they have similar beliefs to you. So you don't get that weird, funky stare, you know, like, what are you talking about? I don't understand. And you know what? That's very healthy and very nice to be able to talk to people who get it. It's very healthy and very nice to talk to people who, you know, you don't have to explain yourself. They don't look at you and say conspiracy theory, because they're ignorant. You're with like-minded believers who love, and people who are sold out to Jesus Christ. And so that's why you want to come, because it's not just a conference. It's koinonia, which is the fellowship of the believers in love. Love one another, Christ said. That means accepting one another and loving one another. So the Holy Spirit is poured out at these times. So be part of that refreshing. Now, one other thing I want to tell you, though, about our nation, and I know I've been talking about this for a long time. That's an understatement. But right now, it's very obvious to see certain truths about America, because only an idiot can't see the things that were hidden that are now being revealed. I mean, you'd have to be a total idiot to miss what's going on. The masks are coming off. You recognize we have an Orwellian big brother, for the most part, maybe one exception in mainstream media, totally controlled, marching in lockstep, reading from the same script, lying mainstream media. And then all the, I'll call them ancillary media outlets like the all the fake news propaganda machines that are so-called news operations coming out of the big tech giants. All propaganda, all lies. Even, you know, it's everything from your search engine functioning as a propaganda machine being rigged. It's everything from whatever email service you're using. I don't even want to name the name of my email service because it makes me want to barf every time I think of the name. I just still have it because everybody knows that email address. But I loathe turning on, and they don't care what I think. They don't care what millions of the people who have their email service have. if they had any concern about what you think, they wouldn't insult you all the time. But every time I have to look at my email, I have to see these giant news stories and pictures and the constant drumbeat of propaganda, the constant attack on Trump, the constant attack on Christians. It's wearying. And what does that tell you? None of these things, the mainstream media, the tech giants, none of them are operating on a normal business model. In a normal business model, a corporation produces a product or a service that they want to sell. And one of the number one rules that every businessman knows is that you want to make your customers happy. You want repeat customers. You want customers for life. So customer service is key, right? Everybody knows that. So how can you have massive corporations that say they're profit-making corporations that have stockholders who demand profit? Boy, these stockholders must be on planet Mars. How can you have major corporations who have policies that are designed to offend, insult, belittle, and attack a very large percentage of their customers? They want you to use their product or service on the internet, but then they're going to insult you constantly by fighting against everything you believe, by censoring what you believe, and in a sense, waging psychological warfare against you. Now, you know, it doesn't take an Albert Einstein to figure out that there's something going on here. This is what I talk about in my book, The Greatest Battle for the Hearts and Minds of Mankind in the History of the World. It's time to grow up and really become a little bit sharper. Being not the sharpest tool in the shed, that might have worked in the 50s. It does not work now. What I just said about corporations and their lack of customer service should open up a window in your mind which communicates the following. Since they're not operating on a business model like a business should, a business has to have happy customers, right? To buy the products and services or use the products and services. We all know this. How is it you have so many massive American corporations who have apparently no regard whatsoever upon insulting, belittling, offending, and treating as badly as you possibly could their customers? And they don't think anything of it. They continue on in their merry way. See, that would normally be an impossibility because it violates every single rule of capitalist business enterprise. So you need to pay attention to that. That's a signal. That's a sign that something else is going on. What else is going on? I'm going to tell you what's going on, but the details are in my book because I can't say it in 2 minutes. If you're paying attention or following the bouncing ball, you would recognize that that attitude of insulting your customers and no regard for customer service. Okay? I'm talking about newspapers, magazines, mainstream media, tech giants, you know, the whole thing. What that reveals is they are getting their money somewhere else. Because you see, they have no fear or concern whatsoever, apparently, of offending the source of most businesses' cash flow, which is the customers who buy their products and services. They have no fear of offending you. They have no fear of losing your money, apparently. They could care less whether you are using their products and services. That's not how capitalism works, right? So they're getting big, big monies. Because they're still able to post profits in terms of stocks, how is it that you could be losing customers and loot and effect? How is it that you can offend and lose customers by the millions, and yet your profits remain up? Well, in any normal business model, you would be losing, depending upon the size of your corporation, tens of millions, hundreds of millions, possibly billions of dollars in revenues every year, but they're not. So who's making up the shortfall? Obviously, unless you're a turkey waiting to be plucked, obviously, or maybe you are a turkey waiting to be plucked, obviously, they're being subsidized. So they're getting tens of millions, hundreds of millions, maybe billions of dollars from another source. Well, what's the other source? These are the questions. If you want to know the truth, follow the money. These are the questions you should ask yourself. Where is the other source of money that they're getting? Because they're still posting profits while offending their customers. I mean, let's just talk about all these inane. I don't have a word in my vocabulary to describe the stupidity, nonsense, and idiocy of what passes for a cable news network for the most part. It's just there's no words for it. Now, they rely on advertising dollars. Yet their audiences keep crashing in number. Their audience share keeps shrinking and shrinking, which means they have less and less viewers. They don't care. But when you have less and less viewers, advertisers will not pay you the same high rates. Advertisers will adjust their rates to pay accordingly for your small audience. So you would be losing a fortune. They would be declaring bankruptcy, but none of them are losing a fortune, and they're not declaring bankruptcy. Somebody is subsidizing them under the table. In other words, what I'm telling you is that the tens of millions and hundreds of millions of dollars that should be lost doesn't seem to matter, because those hundreds of millions of dollars are coming in from a sneaky little way. Now, I'll explain it. I explain it in my book. So that is a teaser. It's a flat-out admitted teasing to attract you to the book. I want you to know, but I need to get this message out to as many people as I possibly can. And books are one of the best ways to do it. Now, I'll give you a clue. Who could it be that's giving the money under the table and subsidizing them? Who could it be? Who could it be? And I'll leave you with that thought. I'll leave you with that thought. And I'm not trying to be mean or anything. I'll leave you with that thought. God bless you. I'm Paul McGuire. Visit paulmcguire.us. That's paulmcguire.us.